Maccabeus released his hammer and let it clang onto the troop bay floor. This was the Fist of Rukt, an ancient weapon passed down from one chieftain to the next for generations of Maccabeus' clan. It deserved greater care, but Maccabeus was too worried about Licinus to stand on ceremony. His ancestors would have to understand.
"Varinus, hurry!"
he bellowed, muscling Licinus upright. The spirit shook violently as it hurtled back into the hazy sky, and even the mighty chieftain had a difficult time propping his wounded pack member's unconscious bulk against the bay's inner wall. Varinus stumbled down the bay, hefting a portable aid station. He set the octagonal box down by Licinus's feet, then held him steady while Maccabeus fastened restraining bands around his legs and arms. Sangeli spirits had sophisticated stasis fields to keep their warriors upright, but Maccabeus had been denied this technology as well, and he'd had to make do with a more basic solution.
"Give me a compress!"
Maccabeus peeled off Licinus's breastplate. The armor had a crack down the middle that oozed dark red blood. Once the plate was free, Maccabeus smoothed his wounded pack member's brown fur, probing for two whistling holes in his chest. The alien's weapons had penetrated one of Licinus's lungs, forcing its collapse. Varinus handed Maccabeus a thin sheet of bronze-colored mesh. Properly affixed, the material would form a partial seal over the wounds, allowing air to escape as Licinus exhaled, but keeping it out as he inhaled. As long as the lung wasn't too badly damaged, it would reinflate. The mesh also contained a coagulant that would help keep the young Jirohane's remaining blood inside his body. When they made it back to rapid conversion, Maccabeus would let the ship's automated surgery suite do the rest.
"If we make it back," the chieftain growled to himself as the spirit jerked to starboard, executing another evasive maneuver.
So far, the aliens hadn't activated any anti-air defenses, but Maccabeus felt certain they would. The aliens' infantry weapons were fairly crude, not much more sophisticated than the Jirohane's at the time of the San Shum's missionary contact. But they had to have missiles or some other kinetic weapons system, or their planet would be defenseless. And Maccabeus doubted the aliens were as dumb as that.
"Uncle, are you harmed?"
Tartarus's voice boomed from Maccabeus's signal unit.
"I am not,"
the chieftain gripped the back of Varinus's neck.
"Watch after him,"
he said, glancing toward Licinus. Varinus nodded his assent.
"Did you claim a relic?"
Maccabeus asked Tartarus as he knelt and retrieved the Fist of Rukt.
"No, chieftain."
Maccabeus couldn't help an angry huff.
"But the luminary showed dozens of holy objects, all very close at hand."
"I found nothing but their warriors." Maccabeus stalked toward the spirit's cabin, his free hand pressed against the wall of the bay to keep himself steady as the dropship continued its wrenching climb.
"Did you conduct a thorough search?"
"The Ungoy were overeager and broke ranks," Tartarus rumbled. "We lost the element of surprise."
"Deacon," Maccabeus barked as he ducked into the cabin, "tell me you have better news."
Another Jirohane named Rittul, who was too young to have earned his masculine "us" suffix, manned the flight controls. Maccabeus would have preferred a more experienced pilot, but with a total of 5 Jirohane on the 2 spirits, he had to keep some of his older, more experienced pack members on board rapid conversion in case of an emergency.
"Sensors registered high amounts of signal traffic during the parley," Dadab's muffled voice squeaked from the cabin's signal unit.
He had remained on the cruiser's bridge.
"The luminary considered the data and passed judgment."
Then, after a pause,
"An oracle, just as we suspected."
"Prophets be praised. Where?"
"The signals originated from the garden's white metal structure."
"So close," the chieftain groaned. "Were it not for the Ungoy, I might have laid eyes upon it."
But he quickly stifled his disappointment. He knew the prophets alone had access to the sacred oracle on High Charity, and thus it was the height of hubris for him, a low and recent convert, to covet such communion. But it was no sin to feel pride at the message he now felt compelled to deliver.
"Send word to the Vice Minister,"
Maccabeus said, his chest swelling inside his golden armor.
"The reliquary is even richer than expected. A second oracle, one who speaks for the gods themselves, has at last been found."